Friends, I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are doing an installment of Goodreads Bad Reviews over the entire Coen Brothers series by Megan Quinn.
These comments, I just know, are going to be juicy.
I believe in you all to have written some clever, hilarious bad reviews. So let's get into it, starting with the first book, A Not So Meet Cute.
So we're going to do it a little differently this time. I'm going to read some of the one-star reviews. Caitlin's going to be doing some of our two-star reviews.
To keep it funky fresh.
Yeah, keep it funky fresh. We're going to see what the people have to say about this. So starting with some one-star reviews, the first one, we're off to a good start, says, I feel like every character in this book is a sexual predator. I would like to know the thought process and backing behind that, but sure.
I think they just meant things get a little pervy.
They do get a little pervy. I don't think they're predators.
No, I don't think they're predator. I think that's a little unfair. This person said, if anyone is going to pass this book off as anything but softcore porn, I'm going to fight y'all. And I feel like that's fair. The first one was like,
it is a little
real raunchy.
I loved it, me personally.
Yeah, but Lottie and Huxley are just like,
they're raunchy people.
Yeah, they get into it.
They have no inhibitions.
They love getting it on. And that's
fine. They love
fine.
Each other.
Yeah.
They love each other's bodies. They're confident in themselves. And I love that.
Yeah.
This one says, it's from Belle Therese. That pregnancy class was unforgivable. I'm actually gagging from secondhand embarrassment. Why the fuck is anyone actually running an exercise like this? Hey, girly, this is actually fiction.
Yeah, some of you take it a little too personally.
It's not real.
Calm down a little bit, but that's okay. This person said, I was excited to read this as I have really liked all the other books by Megan Quinn. Those were cute, light, and funny. Little did I know that the last half of this book was pure smut. No joke, I almost threw up and pretty much skipped the last half of the book. I bought the entire series off Amazon and returned second and third book immediately. Why
weak.
Not the first? Why didn't
You're
you return
weak.
First?
DNF'd at 39%. Both characters acted like high schoolers. FMC supposedly had a master's in business, but acted like she didn't know anything about her field. Not gonna lie, that's pretty accurate, but it was incredibly annoying.
Hold on, because I have something to say. I, too, have a master's in business administration and know nothing about business administration.
Yeah, that is so accurate.
Yeah, let me just tell you, so you know why? You know why? Because anyone with a pulse can get an MBA.
That's right.
It was unreal. So, you know what? I defend Lottie. It is fine that she has a master's in some sort of business field and doesn't know anything about business.
Because you know what?
That's
She
realistic.
Can do whatever she wants to with that.
Yeah. Honestly.
It's not a real degree, and I love that about it.
But the thing is, it sounds good. Tack those letters on at the end of my name. Yeah. She knows what she's
MBA,
talking about.
Bitch.
MBA, bitch, but I don't know a thing. Okay. So this person said they personally were offended by Lottie waking Huxley up in the middle of the night by like riding him. So then they quote a book passage. They say, do you not remember what happened in the middle of the night? How could I forget? I woke up to her riding me. I had no idea I was hard, but apparently I was, because in a dreamy haze, I opened my eyes to find Lottie hovering above me, her tits bouncing beautifully as she used my dick to make herself
Maybe
come.
They are sexual predators.
So this person correctly, very astutely observes, that is sexual assault. And it is. I do agree. That is.
Unless they had agreed to that prior to.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the thing about these
we
books.
Don't know.
We don't know the background. We don't know the background, but I agree with you. On its face, yes, that is sexual assault.
But also, Huxley's a freak, and we've already established
Huxley
that.
Is a freak, and you know what else? Is he literally made a contract for their, like, fiancé deal, so he probably fucking drew up a contract for their sex life.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you, do not worry. Do not worry, reviewer. Huxley drew up in his contract that he has consented to this in advance. So don't you worry.
Because
it has
you know
been
what?
discussed.
This is fake.
That's another thing.
This is fake.
This is fake. And I understand. I do understand. Like, the empathetic part of me knows that there are, like, genuine triggers for people.
For
but
sure.
like, I do think you do need to look those up before reading a book. And I, again, am not trying to, like, I'm not belittling anything.
But also, no one's
However,
holding a gun to your head and making you read this.
exactly. Like, let's be real. These are not real people. And knowing what we know about Lottie and Huxley, they probably have a sex contract. So I do not think in this context that they've done anything wrong.
It's like you made it this far, you understand what's going on here.
Yeah,
You
you know
know,
the drill.
this is not new. My last one I'll do for this one. DNF'd around one third of the way through, in the words of Miss Doja Cat, it was supposed to give, but it did not give what needed to be gave. Too much male ego right out the gate for me. Yeah, for sure. I get it. Huxley sucked. For sure.
He
Huxley
did.
sucked. Huxley's a villain. I
He
will
is.
continue to say
We
this.
have said that from the
Huxley
get-go.
is a villain.
This person did say, if I took a shot every time Huxley said, this is business, I would be dead.
That's business, baby.
You know what? That's how I got my MBA, was by reading this book.
And that's business. Let's move on to So Not Meant to Be.
They're not meant to be.
So
Let's
Not Meant to
go.
Be. Okay, this one's from Allie Bean. Someone give JP a love interest who is actually going to love and appreciate him like he deserves. And someone please give Kelsey a therapist and a reality check. That is so true. She does not deserve him, and I stand by that through the series.
We have said that from the get-go. This person said, I came here for a good time. I ended up with a headache. God, this book was just not it. The first book was unhinged, made me laugh so much. It was just enjoyable. But this one was frustrating. But you know what? We felt that too when we read
I
it.
get it. It was my le I didn't like it at all.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Another thing that we agree with is we said back when we were like talking about this book, the fresh take on When Harry Met Sally was literally lost on me because, aside from literally two things, there was not even a hint of that. We were like,
Yeah,
what's the
yeah.
point? What was the point of bringing that
It was just to bring it
up?
up. You notice how the third one didn't do that?
Yes, she learned her
And
lesson.
I love that.
Yeah, she probably read these reviews.
This is from Dev, and it says, suck my dick, Kelsey, and get that stick out of your ass. That one star is for JP and JP alone. Yeah, for
Real.
real. So
Real.
real.
This person said the podcast scenes from her other books felt like she was just advertising what she wrote prior to this book to sell more. And that was one of my complaints as well when we read it, is that I felt like the podcast was just like there for no reason.
Yeah, I agree. This one says DNF'd at 38%. It's not me, it's Kelsey. True.
Kelsey, I can't believe in the year of our Lord 2023. I just read a romance novel where a major arc included a guy's obsession with a pigeon rescue organization and a pigeon named Kazoo. Why can't you believe that, Sarah?
Listen, that was the most charming part of this book.
It really was. So if you didn't like that.
Screw these two characters and the horses they rode in on. Lord Jesus in a manger. I have never met a female lead I despise more. And trust me, fucking trust me, I've come across a couple I've wanted to punt in the vagina. Looking at you, SJM, fight me on this.
I bet you they're talking about Bryce.
Yeah, 100%.
To add to that, these are just like rapid fire. Kelsey ruined the fucking book. Kelsey is literally so annoying. This book would have been better if Kelsey had died. Kelsey ruins this whole book. That's just four separate
Yeah,
reviews right
fuck
there.
Kelsey, honestly.
Oh my God, she did suck.
This book can be summed up as Himbo falls in love with a woman too immature to be an adult relationship. Heartbreak ensues until they eventually settle into an emotionally unhealthy and manipulative ever after.
Jesus.
Preach.
Well, to tack on to that, this person said they really weren't meant to be.
They super weren't meant to be.
So not
All
meant to
right.
be, more like so not meant to be read.
This just says, "Did a child wrote this?
Oh, all
A
right.
child wrote this?"
Did a child wrote this?
Okay, so this is for a long time coming from Linda. I only read this book to find out Breaker's real name, and it's never brought up. His parents did not name him Breaker. Every other character's quirky full name has been mentioned. Leah is Ophelia. Lottie is not Charlotte. JP is Jonah Peter, so what's Breaker short for? It's because she couldn't either spell it or pronounce it.
Lot.
Lies a lot. It's not Charlotte. You are correct.
It is not Charlotte. I'll tell you what. This is for Jose. I tell you what. I
I
know
tell
he's
you
listening.
what.
Shout out to
Oh,
Jose,
thanks,
our future
Josie. We love
brother-in-law.
you.
Love you. This person said, I didn't like this story. It was a cheating story. You're so
It
right.
was a cheating
You're
story.
so right, Rosa. We felt the same. Also, what's up with all those weird names? Great question,
Such
Rosa.
a valid
I've
question.
been saying. Loved Breaker, even though his name is dumb.
You know what? I chose to ignore it.
Oh, this person is just not a fan of friends to lovers. Maybe. Do you
Oh,
think they've been burned before?
perhaps you have been in a friends to lovers situation. You should listen to our previous
You
episode.
should, Reese, listen, girly. Do you
You
think that
sound like
people
a
who,
scorned lover.
yeah, do you think people who have been betrayed in the past, like they just cannot handle this trope? It has to be so triggering.
Yeah, maybe it is you and not the book.
Yeah.
This just says justice for Birdie.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. JP's book is still superior. That's a wild take.
That is a wild take. This person said, almost lost me at the Secret Scrabble Society. Yeah, that was rough, wasn't it?
The prologue about did me
Did
in.
I really need to know that Breaker sits to pee? Most
That's what I'm saying.
Tab, it gets more on par. Most unrealistic part of this book was her admitting she writes supernatural porn the first night she's met someone. I was dying.
Yeah, no, those are our concerns as well.
I love that. You know what I've learned is just we are a voice of the people.
Yeah, no, I also think it's wild that he felt the need to tell us that he sits down to pee. That
Yeah.
was so unnecessary. This person has a piping hot take. Horrible, way too much smut.
Oh.
Well, this person said Lisa is so annoying instead of Leah.
Oh, Lisa. You know what? That's fine. Close enough. I initially had high hopes for this book, but they soon disappeared when it descended into no more than soft porn, kinky sex for about the last third. I'd liked Breaker. What's with all the ridiculous names? Riot, Rain, Banner, Birdie, Huxley, etc. Some relevant sex scenes in the story are fine, but I ended up skimming. So I think a lot of people's complaints, they just
Maybe
don't
this
like
just isn't for
spicy
you.
romance. And I get that. A lot of people don't. But I wonder if Megan Quinn has kind of like maybe in her previous book, she didn't do that as much. She wasn't as confident, kind of dabbling in that. And maybe these people have been reading for a long time and they were kind of off put by the sudden boldness, if you will.
Yeah, and that's what this is saying too. Beginning was cute, but then was way too much around the 70% mark. So they did not like the flip that was switched with Breaker.
No, that's where things got good.
Because, you know, if you don't like a strong, domineering man, perhaps you won't like this. You probably didn't like this. Me personally, I live for that shit.
Me personally loved Breaker.
I loved everything about that. A lot of these people, like, it is trashy. I do get that. Like the whole, like, people thinking like it's possibly cheating. Yeah, I can see
Yes,
that for
and we
sure.
talked about
I
that.
do not disagree with that. I don't think the book is trashy though.
No, the book's not trashy. At the end of the day, I think the book is wholesome.
Someone said this belongs on Wattpad.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
I do think what's interesting, a pattern that I've seen is a lot of people who have left 2-star reviews preferred the first two books in the series over this one. And
That's
we're the
crazy.
opposite. Yeah, that is crazy.
I did not like the first two books.
This person only gave 2 stars because the spice was good.
Hell
There you
yeah,
go.
brother. It was very well done, in my opinion. Someone said he jogged from the front door to the back bedroom, and I got the ick. 1 star.
Wait, when?
I don't even remember that.
Like when they were about to have sex or something? Because, yeah, I agreed.
And you know what is crazy? This only has 111 1-star reviews. That is less than 1% of all the reviews.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I think I feel justified in my rating.
Yeah, because like these like books are all pretty decently rated. Okay,
Because
well,
people loved this shit.
they did. Like, I'm looking still at A Long Time Coming. Sorry, I just like hiccuped and burped at the same time. I'm leaving that in. It's real. I'm a human being, okay?
She's a real girly.
Guess what? I'm real. So, A Long Time Coming, the third book in the series, 46% of the like ratings were 5 stars. That is impressive, in my
Yeah.
opinion, because we're talking again like 75,000 ratings.
Like to
So
get a
that's a
four-star
lot.
review, like that's a big deal.
Yeah. So, Megan, you did good work.
I think
You're a
you've created
queen.
something very, very amazing here.
I would love to read more of your stuff, and I will probably. If you have a birdie book, I'm reading it.
I'm there. You know what I love more than Birdie is this like tortured character that you have set her up with. Banner, I think his name was. Like they kept
Banner.
mentioning how he has been going through it and how like he's been through hell and back. And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, I
I
want
would
to know
love to know
more.
more.
Tell me more.
Oh, sorry, not Banner, Penn. I think I said Banner in the last
Yes,
episode too.
you did mention. Well, Banner is in that book, so that's probably what happened.
But he's dating one of their cousins, really keeping it in the family.
Banner is Riot's brother. No,
Yes.
you said that right earlier.
Okay.
Banner and Kinsey meet in Untying the Knot, and their story continues in A Long Time
Untying the
Coming.
knot, okay.
But I don't know that we've gotten Birdie and Pin yet. So, based on my internet sleuthing, I don't believe that there is a Birdie Pin book yet. But when there is, I will be reading it. And I will be loving it. We just need to be patient. And that's not my strong suit.
Yeah, no, I'm an instant gratification girly.
Me personally, I can't wait for
I
Endgame.
cannot wait.
That wraps up Goodreads bad reviews for the Coen Brothers series. Next week will actually be an off week for us because we are going on vacation. I'm driving to see Tabby. We're gonna go to a book signing by Tessa Bailey. And if
We're
you
so
haven't read
excited.
any, oh my God, we're so excited. We are big fans of Tessa Bailey. If you haven't read anything by her, you should. And yeah, so excited for that.
And then we will be back the week after to discuss The Ritual by Chantal Tessier. Please be so sure to check trigger warnings before you read. It is a dark romance. It's a dark bully romance. So that's adds a little bit of an extra layer to that as well.
Yeah.
So I mean, if you see anything in the triggers that you don't think you can handle, please skip this one. It won't
Yeah.
hurt our feelings.
Just skip that one because guess what? We're gonna have so much more fun stuff for you to join us with. And yeah, so go ahead, get started on that if you feel comfortable reading. We will talk to you next time. And as always,
Let's get lit.